You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
At the tender age of 2.5 years old, Joanna Torres witnessed her mother get murdered. Her whole life drastically changed. She became a ward of the court and was in the foster care system for several years. During those years, she was sexually abused and exposed to pornography. At the age of 8, she met Jesus. And from that moment forward, she clung to him. She was adopted at the age of 11, but her adoption journey was difficult. She faced verbal, physical, and sexual abuse and struggled with anxiety and depression. Through it all, Jesus was her constant and the one she knew was there for her despite it all. When she was 19 years old, she went to therapy and began the journey of healing and forgiveness. She realized she didn't want her past to define her. And she knew God wanted her to forgive her parents so she could be free from pain, bitterness, and anger. And so she did. And in that process, she also forgave the man who murdered her mother. Forgiveness allowed her to be free from the anger and pain she carried for so many years. It allowed her to live out the radical love Jesus gives us. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Get ready for a tearjerker of an episode as we talk about the importance of forgiveness with a woman who set a high standard. Joanna Lynn Torres, pregnancy and adoption counselor. Joanna, how you doing today, woman?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Tina.
You know what? I'm reading over your intro and I'm like, I can't even imagine what in the world you went through when really none of those things happened to me in my childhood and I thought I had a rough childhood.
Thanks.
We met 2.5 weeks ago, and hours before we met face to face at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference, I talked to my show producer, Katrina. I said, hey, we need this spot filled with someone with forgiveness. She goes, I have 3 or 4 potentials. I said, none of them fit the bill. I want someone that forgave the person that accidentally or purposely killed one of their family members. That's literally, I just got chills. That's literally what I asked Katrina for, and we prayed about it. Several hours later, running through a hallway, mutual friend introduced me to you and about 10 other women. And when you shared your story, I immediately said, Lord, thank you for providing the right person. You have one wild story, but God today is using you mightily. Can you explain to us what happened to you when you were 2.5 years old? Set up the stage for us, and then what immediately took place after your mom was killed?
Yeah, so 2.5. My biological parents had a tumultuous relationship, just chaotic, lots of domestic violence. And so, you know, they reached a point where they were going to separate, talking about divorce. And my mother did not want that. So she decided she was going to take off with me since I was my father's only child at the time and hitched a ride with a stranger just to take off and to disappear. And I'm not sure what her motives were behind that or what she was thinking about at that time. But sadly, in the event of that evening when we were at this gentleman's house, he ended up murdering her. And I was in the room when it happened. I witnessed it. And I don't, time frame wise, I'm not really clear, but I know at that point of that evening, he put my mother's body and I in the trunk of his car and drove to the next city to discard of her body. And through investigation and different things, it's assumption that while he was discarding of her body, I was able to get away, got out of the trunk of the car, I'm assuming, and took off. And, that next morning, a family found me roaming the streets.
Oh my word. What did he, was it, did he shoot her?
He beat her in manual strangulation.
Oh my gosh. And you're witnessing that right feet away from her.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm speechless. When that happened, who found you and what did they do with you?
A family just found me. I think they were getting ready for work, heading out, and they just saw me roaming the streets crying for my mom. And so they took me down to the police station, and they then took me to, I guess it would be like a group home in Los Angeles, California at the time.
Did they catch the guy immediately that killed your mom?
They did, after investigation, they arrested my father first because of their history of domestic violence, of course. So after all the investigation, interrogation, they did their research to confirm his alibi. And in that, they ended up realizing or ended up getting information about who he was. My mother that evening had called her best friend and told her where she was and gave a phone number. And so that was the link that allowed the investigators to figure out who this gentleman was. And then all the evidence was overwhelmingly obvious that he was the one that committed the crime. So he was arrested and he was charged with life in prison.
Unbelievable. And he's still behind bars today.
I'm not sure. I'm going to assume that, but I'm not sure.
Unreal. Just to give a little backstory about you, woman. You're a California native, recently transplanted here to Nashville, so we absolutely have to get together. You are a gem.
Yes.
Your personality, vivacious. Through all the stuff that you've gone through, vivacious. You're married to your husband, George. You have one daughter.
Yes.
She's your stepdaughter. And you've worked in the mental health field for over 20 years. You are in the right lane. That's all I have to say with what you're doing with your life. And the past 7 years, you've worked in the foster and adoption field. I love how God used that horrific past for his glory today. That blows my mind. You provide counseling and support to couples who have faced infertility but chose adoption as an option. Just gives me chills. Let's dig in deep to this forgiveness aspect. You have this horrific crime that takes place. You're 2.5 years old. You were then sexually molested throughout your years when you were in the foster care system with different families. Is that basically what happened?
It was really just with one family that it did happen, yes. And then in another family, I was exposed to pornography. And then I experienced sexual abuse again with my adopted family.
Girl, you clung to Christ. Praise the Lord, you found the Lord at age 8. Because most kids would have never survived literally what you went through. God had bigger plans. Focusing on the forgiveness aspect of this, tell us about the moment in time where you just came to the realization, I have to forgive my parents, and the time that you felt the Lord leading you to forgive the person that killed your mother.
I was 19. I was already moved out of the home, and I went to therapy really for the first time. And the therapist I was working with, just amazing therapist, just really started me on this journey. And I just really felt God speak to my heart to forgive my parents because he wanted me to be free. I had struggled and suffered with a lot of anxiety and depression for so long, and among a lot of other things, which naturally so. And I just kept hearing him say, I want you to be free. I just want you to be free. And it took time. It wasn't an instantaneous, I forgive him and I'm over it, but it was a process. And I just continually chose to say, I'm going to forgive them so that I could detach myself and be free from that pain and allow my heart to heal. So that even if I'm talking about my experience, even if I'm having those memories, that pain is no longer attached to that because I've forgiven. And in that journey, the Lord spoke to me about forgiving the man that murdered my mom because, you know, that incident happening robbed me from growing up with my family. It robbed me from knowing my mother. It just took so much from me. There's such great loss in that. And so forgiving him for the choice that he made to, you know, take that away from me.
Unbelievable. With your parents that you forgave, you're talking about your foster care parents, correct? The ones who...
Yes. Yeah, my adoptive parents.
Okay. And then also, did you ever have a chance to forgive your father, or has he been your biological father? Has he been a part of your life over the years?
Yes, I've worked through that as well. I didn't, you know, honestly, interestingly enough, I didn't feel a lot of anger towards my father. I had questions and things, but I definitely worked through some stuff that I worked through after I found him when I was 19.
Do you still talk to him today?
I do.
Okay. Praise the Lord on that. Unbelievable. And your adoptive parents you forgave. When you forgave your adoptive parents, what was their response?
I never like came to them and said, hey, I want you to know I've been on this journey of forgiveness and I forgive you. It was more of something I worked on personally for myself. But the result of that is that God did a lot of healing in that relationship. My parents never came to me and said, hey, we're sorry, we were wrong, you know, taking ownership for their part in the journey of the pain and stuff that I experienced. But it allowed me to show up and be present in their life, you know, and like I always felt God saying, be a good daughter, just love them the best that you can and be a good daughter. And that's what I did. I chose to do that. And over the years, there's been healing that has happened in our relationship. And I was able, like I said, to show up and be there and be at family gatherings and things and not have that anger and pain that I had before.
You make it sound so easy the way you're explaining it right now. Because, you know, people watching this might be thinking, man, I didn't forgive my mother, my brother, my sister, my child for fill in the blank, which is minor if you compare with what you have gone through. You forgave the guy that killed your mother in front of your face. So, you know, it makes sometimes our lack of forgiveness over petty issues look just that, petty. And yet we need to forgive. And here you are, the person that's already been victimized, already been hurt. You've already struggled with the pain. You should have never been treated the way that you did or exposed to the stuff that you're exposed to. And yet here you are on top of that. Here's icing on the cake. Now you have to forgive these people. And yet if we don't forgive, you are the one that suffers, because the people that you are forgiving might not even care you're forgiving them. It's more a obedience to God that you're forgiving them. And yet that releases you from what you just said, the anger, pain, guilt, shame, whatever is attached to that. But isn't that wild how it's so not easy and yet what God called us to do? And seriously, I'm thinking as you're talking, who did I not forgive about something? You know, and I'm like, I want to write down a list, make sure I got it all out of me, because that is what we hold on to. We're going to talk to you, girl, next about how the journey of forgiveness was difficult for you. So more with Joanna right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products. Taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code TINA and save 10%.
Joanna, before we move on to the other pressing questions I've got for you, girl, what did forgiveness teach you about those you forgave?
It was a great, valuable lesson. So when we choose to go on a journey of forgiving those who have hurt us, abandoned us, you know, you name the list, whatever it is, taken our family member, it unleashes the chain or the link that you have to those memories of what happened to you. Wow. And when you're able to detach from that and break that link, then you're able to fully heal from the experience. So then when you think of the memory, when you have a flashback, the pain is no longer associated with the memory. It's like you're able to see it, understand it, but the pain has, you know, you've been able to heal from that pain. It also teaches you that we're all humans living a human experience. We're all struggling. We all have setbacks. We all have things that we're working out. And so, there's a scripture in the Bible that I've always kind of looked at, and it just really, I feel so profound to me. And it's in Luke 23, verse 34, where Jesus is on the cross and he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I always felt that was such a powerful passage of scripture. And in that, God showed me, not to say that my parents didn't fully know what they were doing, you know, how they were parenting, how they were handling things, how they were not regulating their own emotions or anger. But it taught me that, you know, they're just as broken as any other person in this world who needs Jesus. They need a savior. And it helped me to see the human side of it and to be able to really step back and see the full picture. What was behind some of their behaviors? What was behind some of the choices that they made? And it gives you a compassion. When I say compassion, I don't mean like, oh, I feel sorry for them because they hurt me, they abused me, et cetera, et cetera. But it gives you a compassion in the sense of, wow, okay, so they had some serious issues going on. They had their own unhealed pain. They had their own unforgiveness. They had their own bitterness or whatever in their life that contributed to how they were handling themselves, how they were living their life, what kind of decisions they were making. So stepping back and be able to really see the full picture, which continues to help with that healing journey, so that you can feel free. Because when we don't forgive, we entrap ourselves into this cage and we stay stuck.
It makes complete sense. I have two pressing questions.
Yes.
You know, when they say hurting people hurt people, I've heard that over and over again. I get it. What I don't understand and what I'd like your thoughts on is, if your parents had a rough home life, rough background, and that's why hence they did X, Y, Z, or didn't take care of you or abused you or whatever the case is, you'd think it would actually be the opposite. If they went through a rough life, you'd think they'd want to not repeat it, knowing full well the hell that they had to experience. What is your thoughts on that? Because I'm thinking, okay, you were hurt, so you'd for sure not want to hurt somebody else.
No, that's so true. And I think that's a great question that I've thought about often over the years, you know, because it's, again, right, like for me personally, I thought as a co-parent, being a step-parent, I didn't want to repeat the things that I experienced. I didn't want to treat my stepdaughter the way I was treated. But I think if a person doesn't step into that journey of, one, seeing where they need to change, where they need to heal, where they need to work on, and they just stay in this stuck place, they repeat the same patterns. You know, talk about those generational things that just keep repeating. They just do what they know versus, you know what, I want to change. I want to change this. I want to change the trajectory of my life or change the trajectory of my family life, my marriage, whatever. So I think if it's a lack of an awareness or even an unwillingness to put your pride down and say, you know what, I need to change. I need to work on this. I need to admit I'm wrong or whatever that is, so that you can then get onto that journey of changing and healing.
And you know what? Change is hard. That's why I think a lot of people don't like to change. I think that might be even more so than they don't know how to change, is that they don't want to change. I think you're nailing it here. I'm like processing what you just said as I'm trying to talk, which is really funny today. But I think that's what it is. It's hard. Change is hard. And yet it would still be easier if you went through the hard part of changing the generational curse and doing the opposite of how you were raised. Let's say now you want to raise your kids a lot better than what you had. Yes, it's hard to carve that new path out, but it's a lot easier than dealing with the aftermath and the devastation of continuing on that same unchanged pattern. Way easier, even though it's different and harder. How was this journey of forgiveness difficult for you personally?
It was a few things. One thing is, you know, being a kid that was in the foster care system, you know, and having everything stripped from you and taken from you and told that you can't. I mean, even when my father was wanting to get me back and being told that he couldn't take me back, you know, and then being placed with a family that's supposed to be your forever home. This is supposed to be your safe home where you're going to be loved and cared for and all of the things that you really missed out on all of the previous years of being in foster care. And then to find yourself experiencing similar types of experiences and situations, that was really hard. I knew Jesus in that journey. I had Jesus in my life at the time, and I was I would have tried to forgive things and to move on from things, but it wasn't, like I said, until I moved out that I really went dug in deep into that forgiveness journey. But it was hard because, I mean, really like what you just said, sometimes people continue to do the same things over and over again. One of the things that was really hard is my mom, you know, when we talked about the sexual abuse and it was brought up with my family, like no one believed me. No one stood by my side. My mom, you know, basically said, I didn't believe you. And so that was hard. That was a hard piece for me to work through and to say, okay, God, I'm going to keep leaning in on you to help me forgive her for this.
Unbelievable. We're going to go to a second commercial break. When we come back, girl, I have one last wild question about the murderer and where he is today. More from Joanna right after this.
Here are 7 signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify. It's your parasite cleanse. Sustain. It's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush. It's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon. It's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify Kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
I am passionate about my health and taking care of myself and my family. One company that I'm very excited to partner with is Ascent Nutrition. They provide holistic nutritional supplements for us and our pets. And they have the most incredible organic, mold, and mycotoxin-free coffee on the planet. Their pine needle extract includes wild harvested pine needles, which improves immunity and brain function. I'm also using their humic and fulvic acid, which binds to heavy metals, supporting detoxification and increases my energy level. Their pine pollen tincture is a great support for libido and hormone health, and they have the cleanest source of omega-3s in their algae oil DHA, which is essential, especially for us moms and our kids. Head to goascentnutrition.com/Tina and use code Tina at checkout to save 10% off on your entire order. That code can be shared with others, so spread the word. 10% off using code Tina at goascentnutrition.com/Tina. Let's get our body back on track together. All right, Joanna, during commercial break, I asked you about the person that murdered your mother, thinking that you went there in person and forgave him. You forgave him in your head and heart, and the Lord knows you forgave him, but he doesn't know to this day that you forgave him if he's still alive. Would you ever consider trying to track him down? And this is Tina's FBI agent coming out through my every pore. Because by you giving him forgiveness, it might literally cause him to place his faith in Christ as a result. Would you be willing to go on that journey and try to track him down? And I will also add that I will help you try to track him down.
I totally would be open to that.
Yeah! I'm not kidding you. I think this would be powerful. Okay, yeah. So we're going to have an update, audience, on if we could track him down. We got our FBI brains in the mix here. Where Joanna might have the possibility to meet him, if he's still alive, in person, to forgive him face to face. And let's see what God does as a result. Just had chills on the left side of my body. Thank you for jumping on the program today. Everybody out there, go out there, make a difference, and send us your forgiveness story as well. Joanna, thank you. Let's do some FBI research together and track this prisoner down.
Let's do it.
The Counterculture Ministries team wanted to extend some of our top prayer requests so that you can come alongside us and we can all pray together for what God wants and has for this program in the new year. Please pray that we as a team deepen our relationship each and every day with the Lord. That is first and foremost. The deeper we go with our walk with Jesus, the more we're going to hear his voice in guiding our program. Please pray that God guides each and every guest to give us exactly what he wants us to hear, and that our faith is deepened as a result, and we are active in walking out our faith. You can go to counterculturemom.com to donate. Pray and ask God, can you partner? And if you've done a one-time gift, can you become a monthly partner? That would help us a ton. And then also pray that we continue to use these funds wisely in exactly the intricate areas that God is telling our team to spend these finances monthly to make sure that we are getting His words out to the exact audiences that He wants us to reach. Last but not least, if you have a prayer request, please email us at show@counterculturemom.com and know that we as a team will absolutely be praying for your specific situation. And I personally want to thank you for helping this God-sized dream in my brain become a reality by hosting this program every single week. Thank you so much. Let's do this in 2024. I really believe, like I've said so many times in this program, Christ is right around the corner. So let's finish this race well.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.